Since it first came on the scene in the early 1940s, penicillin has made syphilis a thing of the past, almost. But as NPR's Ray Ellen Bushell reports, the penicillin shortage is coinciding with a rise in the disease.
The only good thing about syphilis is that it can be wiped out easily with 1 to 3 shots of penicillin, the oldest antibiotic in the book.
Penicillin, the first of the modern wonder drugs known as antibiotics.
But Pfizer, the only company that supplies the shots, says it's experiencing a manufacturing delay and said it would only be providing 1/3 of the usual monthly demand until it's resolved. Dr. Sarah Kidd is a medical epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says shortages like these can be a real problem for patients.
If they have to go to a different clinic or a different place to get their shot, it just increases the odds of transmission further before they're cured.
Kidd is on a surveillance team that tracks syphilis transmission in the U.S. There were 20,000 cases in 2014. She says the number climbed last year.
And because this is the preferred regimen for treatment for syphilis, it really is a critical problem for syphilis control.
The main treatment given to patients is a form of penicillin called Bicillin LA. There are alternatives, but they're not as effective. And Bicillin LA is the only medication recommended for pregnant women with syphilis. If they aren't treated, the infection could cause miscarriage, stillbirth, or complications like seizures and blindness for their children. In 2014, about 500 babies were born in the U.S. with syphilis, a rise since 2012.
And I think the real tragedy is that it is a treatable infection.
The CDC is urging that doctors hold off on prescribing Bicillin LA unless it's for people with syphilis, especially pregnant women. This particular shortage is one of hundreds of drug shortages going on now. Aaron Fox directs the Drug Information Service at the University of Utah.
Unfortunately, there are constantly drug shortages. Right now, we are following just over 200.
That's fewer than it used to be.
But it's still something that hospitals are facing on a daily basis.
She says generic drugs that come in the form of a shot, like Bicillin LA, are particularly prone to shortages. They're cheap and hard to make, so only a few companies produce them. And when there's a shortage, hospitals and pharmacies have to scramble to get the stocks to the right place.
It's almost like having a plan for a disaster. But instead of one giant disaster like an earthquake or a tornado, it's a daily disaster of, okay, what are we out of today?
Luckily, says Fox, this situation appears to be short term. Pfizer says the supply of Bicillin LA should be back to normal in July. Ray Ellen Bushell, NPR News.